Let's vote Alperen Şengün into the All-Star game, and why have the Rockets been losing? Let's talk about it. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network. In this episode, we're going to discuss bringing more support and media attention to get Alperen Şengün to his first All-Star game. Why have the Rockets lost these past three games in a row? What we are most thankful for in 2023, and three things we want to see for the Rockets in 2024. I'm, of course, joined by my co-host, the GM, and another co-host. Once again, once we're in studio, every time we're in studio, we got the big dog DJ in the house. What's good, my boys?
What's up?
It's good.
I don't know, man. We're here. We're here. We're struggling. We're here. Holidays have been wonderful, yeah. But the Rockets did not seem to get into the post-Christmas spirit. Houston Rockets have been struggling. We're going to get into that in just a second. However, we do need to talk about one Alperen Şengün. Let's discuss this. We need what we've noticed through, at least through what it seems like through media, I want to bring more attention into getting Alperen Şengün into the All-Star game. The first Rocket since James Harden to him into the All-Star game. I mean, he truly deserves it. I think that was 2020, right? I mean, James Harden was an All-Star pretty much every year.
Yeah, 2020.
2020. So I want to be able to get Alperen Şengün going into his first All-Star game. Boys, let's talk about it right now. How do we get Alperen Şengün into the All-Star game? But before we do, I want to ask each and every one of y'all a quick question that are listening. Why do you think Alperen Şengün is an All-Star? Drop your comment right now on our YouTube channel. Tell us why Alperen Şengün is an All-Star. And question number two, what are you most thankful for in 2023 as we draw close here on the year of 2023? You can make it Rockets-related or whatever you want, basketball-related or life-related, really. We'd love to hear it. So drop your comment right now. Boys, Alperen Şengün, let's bring him to the All-Star game for the first time ever. I think he deserves it. I think he's earned it. The way to vote right now is go to NBA.com/Rocket/All-Star Weekend. We will have the link in the description. Select vote now. All five Rocket starters will be selected and finalize that vote. You may submit one full ballot every 24 hours. There will be 6 3-for-1 days that will allow fans to have their votes count triple. Starting on December 25th, January 1st, January 5th, January 12th, January 15th, and January 19th. Voting will conclude on January 20th, so vote now. Let's get Alperen Şengün to the All-Star game. Boys, I want to hand it over to you, Big Dog, first. You've been touting this for a minute. I think
out the game three.
I mean, I think since November. Yeah. You've been all in on Alperen Şengün to the All-Star game. Let's reiterate. Let's talk about it. Why is Alperen Şengün an All-Star right now?
Because he's the best player on our team, first of all. I think some of these games we won are because of him. You can say Fred. You can say, oh, Dylan's, you know, put the team on his back. You can say Jalen has his day. But, no, every game it's always been who's the leading scorer, who's that leading guy on the team. It's Alperen Şengün, always. He's also getting more attention on the court. As you see, he's getting triple-teamed a lot. Especially
Dude,
in these
getting,
last couple of years, he's getting
true,
triple
yeah.
team. He's getting double team, triple team. Mm-hmm. Every time he gets the ball, hey, he has the ball. Go get him. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You still can't stop him. So,
dude, he got triple team. There was one move, I think it was either the last game or the game before, where he got triple team and he spin moved into the bucket with a quick and easy shot. And that was like so Hakeem like to me. I was like, how do you stop that?
I mean, he has his times where he turns the ball over or he doesn't make a quick enough move, but like 9 times out of 10, it's either a bucket, a missed good shot. I never heard that in my life. A missed good shot, or an assist. He notices it too, because I think what game was it? And he was just like his process was just like
in game adjustments.
Yeah, like his process was just not there. Mm-hmm. But that next game, I think it was the Mavs game. Even though it was a blowout, that Pelicans game. Oh, I'm getting double teamed. Bet. Make a move, pass the ball, score. Easy. So, I mean, stats speak for itself. He went through that little slump. He's gotten out of it. He's back. Back-to-back 30-point games. I don't know what he dropped. Oh, he dropped 28 last game.
He's so close.
He was so close.
To getting back-to-back-to-back.
Ooh, yeah, that would have been crazy. Other than that, hey, stats speak for itself. Hey, he needs to be in that game. I think he does. He's one of the best centers in the West. I think he's a top 15 center in the whole league. Get him in.
Did you vote already?
I vote every day.
I vote every day too.
Every day.
There you go.
Every day.
Hey, your vote counts, guys. this is serious stuff. Like, I don't think we're drawing enough attention to it. So good stuff, Big Dog. GM, over to you right now. Alperen Şengün.
He definitely deserves.
Why is he an all-star, GM?
He's absolutely an all-star. I mean, there's no denying it. I mean, you can say whatever you want. Like, hey, man, we've all had our doubts to start the year. We saw the way he played in the preseason, and we all kind of felt iffy a little bit in how he'd be under Ime. But each game, he has shown improvement in terms of his playmaking, like you said, DJ, his processing on the court. His IQ has gotten better. He's gotten more go-to moves. He's gotten to the point where he almost can improvise on a whim. You know, he has move 1, 2, 3, 4.
And the greats can do that. The greats do that.
And you can see that the game is starting to slow down. Granted, he has the ball, a ton of possession, so the turnovers may go up, but that's just a process of what is going on as a young player at the age of 21. So, I mean, overall, his stats, he's the engine. He is the main cog that gets this train moving. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to go to where we want to go, Alp has to perform, and he's been there thus far. I mean, at 500, some fans are a little actually sad. But if you told us this at the end of last season, we'd be like 15-15 end 2023. Fuck yeah. There's a lot of things that, you know, we can complain about. But when you look at the big picture, Alperen Şengün has become a diamond, you know. So that is, he absolutely deserves to be an all-star. If we can somehow send him to Indy, that would be wonderful. I mean, probably be his first, second, third time in Indianapolis.
Well, I think even if he doesn't get voted in, I think he'll get, called in. Isn't it the coaches, right?
I
the coaches can call
coaches,
in.
Coaches, yeah. It's coaches.
The player, is it coaches and players?
Coaches and players.
I think he'll get the call. Like, he's so beloved throughout the league.
You can tell that there's a lot of momentum
and
for
respect
him amongst the national media. Right. I know a lot of Rockets fans are not fans of the national media, but from one thing that I have noticed is that a lot of national pundits have given credit to Alperen Şengün. So many people, and a lot of heavy hitters too, in terms of media. So we can't really complain. Those guys are doing their part. The question is, are you doing your part?
Oh, he turned it into an ad right there, like an after school special. You love to see it.
You're welcome. I mean,
I'm also looking at some of these other pro teams in like Houston, like Texans, Dynamo, Astros, like they can like say, hey, go put Alperen Şengün in the office.
Yeah, I think every major sports team
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I never seen it before. Yeah, I never seen it before, but like
we're all very supportive of like our teams though, which is crazy.
The city is very supportive.
Yeah. Like in terms of major sports organizations showing love to like one another. Like they're always wishing good luck for the season, good luck for the playoffs, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Like very good stuff. Boys, I want to throw some stats at y'all just to kind of put it out into the stratosphere and make sure everyone understands why, like, y'all gave your reasons why Alperen Şengün should be an all-star. I'm going to give my reason as to why I think Alperen Şengün should be an all-star. Let's compare him to one player that he's consistently compared to, one Nikola Jokic. He made his first all-star game in 2019. His stats going into his totality of his year to make his first all-star game in 2019, he averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 51% from the field, 30% from three. It's pretty general, really good stats. Yeah. I mean, close to a triple-double. Nikola Jokic, you know, starting to, you know, round out into form, becoming a stud. First All-Star game 2019. In 2023, Alperen Şengün this season is averaging 21 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 54% from the field, 32% from three. You are looking at near identical.
Like, why is that? How is that not
stats
all-star worthy?
Those are all-star numbers. If you're gonna vote, if Nikola Jokic gets in as an all-star with those numbers, then Alperen Şengün, by all means, right, should be an all-star. I think he's earned it. I think. Now, granted, the Nuggets were a lot better off. The only counter argument I can maybe think of is that the Nuggets were much better off, and they actually got to the conference finals that year with Nikola Jokic on that team. So, like, they were more successful, but the numbers, it's not like we're playing in years past where it's like, we're like 5-20. Like, we're teetering around 500 throughout this entire season with Alperen Şengün being the main cog on the offense and to a degree the defense as well. So, I agree. I think Alperen Şengün, I mean, we've talked about it enough, but I want, you know, this is kind of like our message to all of our listeners, everyone that's, you know, watching. If the media, you know, the national media, like the GM said, has done a great job. DJ's saying the same thing as well in terms of why he should be an all-star. We want each and every one of y'all to put that vote in. Cast that vote now. You have till the 20th. Let's get Operation Shingun to the all-star game. I want that all-star jersey. I want the all-star shirt. I want, you know, I want to be able to rep it. If it may just, I mean, I, no, he won't. He won't start. No, there's no way he'll start.
No.
There's no way he'll start. However,
That starting position is locked up by Jokic.
And and it'll be locked up for many years to come.
It'd be cool to see him start one day, but
maybe we're not going to wish this into the universe. But maybe Jokic opts out, or Jokic is maybe has a minor injury and he just decides to step down. Maybe I just don't want to do it this year.
Yeah,
that'll open and pave the way for an Alperen Şengün starting at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Once again, to reiterate, guys, voting ends on January 20th, NBA.com/Rockets/All-Star Weekend. We will have our link in the description. Be sure to vote. You can vote once every 24 hours. We have triple votes going on certain days. Like I said, January 1st, January 5th, the 12th, the 15th, and the 19th. Let's get Alperen Şengün to the All-Star game. We started off with good news, boys, and time to get to the bad news. You know, it's so funny. We've gone through so much like highs and lows. The first episode I think we've done in studio with the big dog, we came in losing our first game of the season. Right? And I think the next episode we were 0-3. And then we rode a 6-game win streak.
Yep.
It's been like this. It's been a lot of peaks, in the words of the illustrious Cody Rhodes, a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys. I feel like that's been the totality of the Rockets season. 15-15, we lost our last three games. We lost against, I'm going to do this off the top of my head, Philly, Indiana was two games ago, and then Phoenix. Yep. So it was those three games, all at home, surprisingly.
Yeah.
We're not able to pull out a single win out of any of those, which is a little surprising. However, with Dylan Brooks and now Jabari Smith going down, it obviously paints a little more grim picture. However, we did get some good news on the horizon because Ime Udoka did say that it doesn't seem like they're going to be long-term injuries. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to re-examine in a week. Looks like we're out of the woods for the most part. But I will pass it over to you first, Big Dog. First and foremost, why have the Rockets struggled these last three games? We know the injuries have obviously played a part. But why do you think the Rockets have struggled? Like, what's been, like, the key cog in all of this?
We're not able to finish games. I know two of those games were it were close. We're not there at finishing games because we'll have, like, maybe a 6-7 point lead with, like, 4 or 3 minutes left to go. And then, like, that tie game. And then we're in a back-and-forth battle. And then, next you know, Tyrese Halliburton hits a three off a screen. Or Marcus Morris hits a three off our Tari Eason block. So I think that's a key factor. We need to learn how to finish games. I said it before. It's gonna happen one day. And when we do, they're gonna be like, okay, that's what we need to do. Bet. Mm-hmm. Let's keep on capitalizing. But like my thing is when you have a 6 or 7 point lead with like maybe 4 or 3 minutes left to go, you need to keep on. Like you need to keep fighting. You need to like just keep going. Cause somebody made a good point. I mean, I heard this point last night. If you're going to have that lead, man, keep going. Like,
yeah.
Just keep going. If you're fighting, you see your opponent's tired, keep going. Keep going. And we don't do that. We let them recollect themselves, and then we just stay asleep on, like, important, you know, plays. And it's honestly, it's not annoying, but it's going to get annoying at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because we've seen enough of it now.
Yeah. So now to the most important part, Mr. Jacques Landale.
Oh, yes. Talk about the elephant in the room or the Australian in the room. Please discuss it. Well, here, actually, can you? DJ, do you want to paint a picture to our listeners for people that weren't paying all attention to the game? Okay. What happened those last bit of seconds?
We were down three, about 8-7 seconds left. Yep. Coach Udoka said he called a pick and roll play for Jalen Green. He comes out that screen. Either you can take the shot if you have it, or give it to Jock and hopefully Jock can make a play to the corner because they were already double teaming Jalen.
Make a play. Right?
Jalen had 31 points this game. Just make a simple pass, right? And guess what Mr. Jock Landale does? Decides to go up. We're down by three, mind you. Go up for a layup. And Kenny, JP. than JP. He didn't make it.
Right.
No. Right. Hey, no
guess who was guarding him? Guess who was guarding him? Tyrese Maxey. He's my height. Jock, you're 6'11".
He's basically 7 feet.
If you go at least like a layup, make the layup. You can't even make a freaking layup, man. And my thing is like, okay, fine. Pass the ball.
Mm-hmm. Give the ball up.
Aaron Holiday was open. Mm-hmm. Hell, Jayshon Tate was open. I don't know why Jayshon Tate was in the game, but Jayshon Tate was open. Jayshon
Tate was open.
Yeah, I agree.
Tate was open. Heck, if you pass the Holiday, let's just say Patrick Beverly, you know, recovers and defends defensive side. Guess what? Fred is open right there.
Exactly.
Simple. Tie game. If we probably would have lost overtime because Şengün fouled out the game and our offense looks so lost without Şengün sometimes. But I would have been okay with a loss in OT instead of a loss like right. that. So, yeah, I had to get that elephant out the room. I need Jock Landale off this team. I need Jock Landale out this city.
No, talk. Say it with your chest. You have not been. It's been documented.
Day one, I have not liked the signing. But I was like, let me give it a chance. I was still against it. I don't like it. All right. Yeah. We gave you how many 4 years? 32? No. I'm so glad that this only year is guaranteed. Everything else, you could just kick rocks. I don't like him. Don't like him.
Go touch grass, yo.
Yeah, like DeAndre Ayton, I don't like you either because you decided to play like Buns against the Nuggets. Then people were convinced Jock Landale was a real deal because he had a few good games against the Nuggets in the playoff series, bro. Man. So DeAndre Ayton, I hate you too. That's facts. But Mr. Jock Landale, yeah, your time is up. I'm done with Jock. We need a backup center. Go get Daniel Gafford, Tyus Jones out of Washington. Put up some trade packages. I don't know.
Trade some picks.
Trade. Yeah.
We have picks now.
Yeah,
so.
we got some trade. Picks. Trade. Rafael Stone, I beg you. Trade.
Make some magic, man.
Go, look, and I love him, man, Thompson, but his handles are not good right now.
It's not there.
It's fine. He's a rookie. It's not like he's in his fifth, sixth year or whatever, like Mr. Australian right there. But, yeah, hey. Just go get Tyus Jones. I'm in Tyus Jones work together and Daniel Gafford, you know, be a backup center for Alperen Şengün. And because I'm tired of having Alperen Şengün. And that's also a factor, too.
Yes,
we have Fred playing 40 plus minutes that's too almost much. Every game.
And that's not okay.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's not okay. We need a backup point.
And it's going to take a toll on his body. Şengün, he's almost playing, what, 38, 40 minutes a game? Can't do that.
No, it's not like it's not going to build for the longevity of the team.
Yeah.
It's like at some point, like, and they're already starting to figure out the bread and butter play, which is the Fred and LP pick and roll.
Roll.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
It's not. Yeah.
Go ahead, JP.
Yeah. No. He's just like, I've spoken my piece.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm done.
That's what, you know, people like to think that this show is like for the viewers. It's for the viewers, but it's also kind of a therapy session for all three of us.
Yeah, I need this.
Yeah. For the highs and the lows. GM, over to you right now. DJ made some very, very strong points as to why they've been losing. I mean, you can add on to that right now in terms of how they've been struggling. What else has been the case here?
I mean, there's a multitude of factors that came along with that. I mean, two starters are down. Dylan Brooks and Jabari Smith Jr. Those are very crucial pieces.
Defensive players,
too. Absolutely. In forms of how our success will be moving forward for this team. The last four games, though, we have been the absolute worst defense in the NBA. I think we're 1-3 in the last four games. We've lost three in a row. We've given up about over 120 points a game, I believe. I don't know if I.
So we're ranked. So we are ranked dead last.
Dead last.
This last four.
So in close to giving up 130 per game,
we're dead last. Jeez, and I mean that's pretty much.
It's not good.
In a vacuum, the reason why we are losing offensively, we are not a great offensive team. The reason why we have won games, especially 15 of the first 30 games, it's because of our defense. Our offense is like, what, 19th, 20th in the league?
Like,
we're not very good, to be completely frank, in terms of offensive rating. It's just because we're not putting up as many points. And that happens with a team that's still trying to find itself. We have a two-guard who's still trying to find himself. We've had a multitude of injuries. But ultimately, the reason is because of our defense. And we're extremely missing Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is a key cog in which leads to victories. And Dylan Brooks being gone is going to hurt us. And if it keeps going in terms of like, you know, a long term, like what the commish stated on Twitter, was it earlier this week, about it being similar to the Jose Altuve injury. The oblique muscle is very crucial.
Yes, the oblique strain. Right.
In terms of like being able to move at all. It's a big deal. But Dylan Brooks being out is definitely a big thing. And I agree with DJ. Like, when it pertains to us closing games, our offense becomes a little too predictable at the end of games. Fred VanVleet, Alperen Şengün pick and roll. You can see that the teams are starting to figure that out, and they're closing it off for both guys. Open up the playbook, Ime. You just got to open it up a little bit. I understand that we're not having Jalen Green out there to finish games because of his confidence. We've seen the way he's played the last couple games in terms of closing out games. I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys. I'm tired of Aaron Holiday closing.
Yeah, you've been done with that.
I don't think that he's been as effective as Ime Udoka wants from him. He's not as – I mean, granted, he's hitting shots
right
in some games.
He's too selfish.
Well, I think he's effective.
Exactly.
Right. Too selfish. And I think he's effective in spot minutes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's
like in doses.
My man's going into business for himself. You're a minimum paid player, brother. I respect it.
But maybe that's just always how he's. I mean, I don't know enough of Aaron Holiday. But I mean, that's just his game.
I mean, he's
Marcus Thornton's
in his late 20s.
Yeah.
But my thing is like I said, he's too selfish. And like, he'll try and drive, and then it'll be an open man, but he'll try and take the layup.
Yes,
he sometimes make guard, it. Right. Okay, cool, but it's not going to work all the time.
You want him to make the right basket.
Yeah. Not a point guard.
That's just the right thing. And, you know, with the play of the last play of yesterday's game, in a vacuum, is kind of like what has been going wrong with this team. And we were talking about this before the episode. Ime Udoka's closing lineup, very questionable. And I'm not the one who's going to question Ime very much. I believe in Ime wholeheartedly. But it doesn't mean that he's not incapable of making mistakes either. Putting out Jock Landale over Jeff Green. Putting Tari Eason on the bench and having Jayshon Tate being there. I mean, Tari Eason's one of the best corner three-point shooters on this team. Why should you be, you know, maybe that's the reason why Jock Landale didn't pass it to Jayshon. Jayshon was wide open in the corner as well. He had two options out there, and he decided to go up for the layup. I mean, yeah, it's a little selfish, but I mean, there are two guys in the corners. One of them can shoot. The other one.
Face down.
I mean, as much as I love Jayshon Tate, love Jayshon Tate on this program.
It's an easy read.
I just think that he's not as good of a three-point shooter from the corner as Tari Eason. And that's just my own observation. But
probably went also based on like the flow of the game.
Options.
Ime, I'm not going to question
Tari's
Ime's
on a
gut
minute restriction. I'm not going to deny that.
Right. But
true.
Then also Ime's gut feeling. Like, you know what I mean?
He's
like
a very
you got
old
that coach
mentality.
Yeah.
Coach.
You have that gut feeling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't call it a, it's not a stat thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes he has to go with his gut. And I think that was a gut
that.
Choice.
I think that's right. The best part. That's one of his best qualities and his worst qualities. But at the end of the day, he's also still learning. It's his second full year as a head coach.
Yep.
The man is still learning. He's learning his
personnel. I know.
Personnel.
People treat him like he's a 10-year vet.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Insane.
But you know what? I mean, hey, man, like he's kind of earned that. He's been around the block for a while. He's been a heavy assistant for many reputable coaches. So, yeah. I mean, he has that reputation of being someone who is respectable. So I'm going to give him that. And it's okay to criticize him, even for these little mistakes. But at the end of the day, he's making the decisions based on what he sees game to game. We've seen it. That's kind of been the MO all year. But at the end of the day, he's coaching for wins, and that just wasn't the best decision to close it out and go for the win. But, hey, man, you know, we're looking forward to January 1st against, you know, a men's twin, Asar. But
they're gonna want to win this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Detroit's
gonna come out and play.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be shocked if they open it with a 15-point lead.
Well, I mean, unless
like,
they
I
win
be shocked.
Tonight, if they
like open
if,
the
okay.
game on
tonight,
fire,
yeah, they play tonight.
Oh, okay,
Detroit
so
wins.
We're all gonna hope that they win tonight.
But yeah, because
I kind of want this streak to be over.
The Raptors. Obviously, they made that trade today for, you know,
which
RJ
means, yeah, you're right.
So
no one's going to be available.
OG, I think OG's not going to be available.
No, he's not going to be available
they
for sure.
Two other guys.
All the players that they receive because they have to pass physicals.
Yep.
So when
you're
you make a trade,
yeah.
Typically to give people a timeline that are listening or watching, when you make trade, they aren't available same day. They may show up in a suit or in a fit. But they're not going to play the first game. They still have to pass physical a la Robert Horry in the 90s when he got traded to the Pistons. Boys, you guys made some very good points here in regards to why this team has been struggling. There's nothing more that I can say in regards to that other than the injuries have mounted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've given up on what have made them successful throughout the season.
Yeah.
Offensively, we know they can put points up in stretches. Like, we know that. It's the fact that they're not committing to what's made them great on defense. And not having Dylan is killer. Like, and I said this right when he went out. I think we were at the, me and the GM were at the game. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to our Filipino listeners, took our family from Philippines. But like, we were at that game and saw him go out, and I immediately turned to Justin and I was like, oh, we're screwed. That's our heartbeat. That's the heartbeat of the team here. Mm-hmm. Like, we go where Dylan goes defensively, and I knew, I was like, man, we're going to give up 130 points per game. And I was right. Like, we're giving up close to 130 in the last four games, dead last now on defense. You lose Jabari's consistent mid-range jumper, the stretch, the him being a stretch four, him able to hit the three.
He was playing so fucking good.
Playing so well. Box so out rebounds, good. Averaging almost double-doubles every game.
Every game. Yep.
Like, and playing solid defense. Like, you're going to miss that. Jeff Green can give it to you. He just, I mean, in a way, he's just, he plays almost like an older Jabari Smith. However, I mean, he can only do it in stretches. Like, Jeff Green's old now. He has to conserve. Yeah. Jeff Green isn't thinking, where are we at, game 30? He's not thinking game 30. He's like, crap, I got to get my body to last to game 82. Like, that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to play in doses.
I'm not saying he was, like, I mean, I said this before. I'm not saying he was expected, like, to play all these minutes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's like, oh, man, now I got to, you know, do my thing and go back to who I was in Boston and all these other
teams. He isn't trying to do like, that. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, I thought, like.
Denver. He wanted to be how he was in Denver.
Be that veteran guy in the locker room. And spot he only comes minutes. In. Yeah, spot minutes. He comes in when, oh, we're up by 20 or whatever. But we got him playing. Started minutes now since Jabari and Dylan are out.
He's going to play at least 25 now, which is like not good. I honestly don't want that. But there is good news on the horizon, boys, which I mentioned earlier. Jabari and Dylan, as far as we know, these are short-term injuries. It looked a lot worse, especially for Jabari. We saw him limp off the floor. I was like, oh, man, that's going to be several weeks. I heard about the Dylan injury, and like the GM said, I talked about the Altuve injury. Well, Altuve was out for a month. And I was like, crap, did we just lose him till like the end of January? Because oblique injuries are like no joke. So good news is Ime had finally put a timeline on the injuries and saying that it should be a week. They're going to go back to it, see if there's any setback. I think if there's setbacks, obviously it sets it back. However, I think maybe towards the end of next week, they should be available, or at least one or the other should be available. Boys, they're 15-15. Like I said, peaks, valleys. I have a gut feeling this losing streak isn't going to last forever. No, just because this team is just so this team is stupid resilient. Like, I can't, like, he won't, he may, if we lose against Pistons, we lose against Pistons, but we won't stay under 500 for long. Like, I think the entire season we're going to hover around. But like I said, get everybody back, go back to what made you successful. I think, and DJ made a solid point, when they realize they can close games and know how to close games. Mm-hmm. You can see him tack on a 10-game win streak. Yeah. I think this team is that good. Yeah. I think they can get that hot. I think they can get that hot where they can tack on win streaks.
They did it on a 6-game winning streak.
Right.
Yep. They, like, every winning streak that we had, they finished games. And it's like the losing streaks, they just like, oh, we
they
forgot
suddenly
how to do
forget.
It.
Right.
Yeah, but it does coincide, though. It does coincide. Yeah. You know, Jalen struggles coincide with it. Dylan and Jabari going down coincides with it.
Yeah.
Overplaying Van Vliet and LP has coincided with it. Playing Jeff Green big minutes, playing Aaron Holiday big minutes. Like, you guys all made good points. So we're going to hope for the best. I have a gut feeling we should beat Detroit come January 1st. Boys, let's move on right now. Enough of the negativity talk. Let's talk about some positive right here. We're at the end of 2023. By the time this episode releases, I do plan on releasing this episode towards the 31st as we go into the new year. So, oh, by the way, Happy New Year's, boys.
Happy New Year, man.
How do we do this better than, you know, as Rockets Media, than to talk about what we're thankful for in 2023 in terms of Houston Rockets? Shouts to the GM. He's the one that came up with this topic here, the last two topics. So over to you right now, Big Dog. Let's talk about it. What are we most thankful for in 2023? A lot of good moments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wins, free agency signings, coach signings, a coach firing. there are some top notch things in play here. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna name like three. Maybe
yeah, four. Please go three. Go.
Okay, so
yeah,
number one, your son hitting that game winner on the Pelicans. That I was like, yes, man. It was good because it was started. It was the start of his, like, you know, his shooting streak. You know, he's shooting with this percentage from. Oh, I think what
30. I love that you're referencing last season too. Yeah, that's
like,
great.
You know, he fucking was bad. Like, that was terrible. It was bad. We had our good moments last season too. Like that. Like I said, Jabari hitting that game winner, and you know, his confidence going through the roof, and it translates over into. Besides the three games, the first three games this season, you know, and I'm gonna say that number two, Steven Silas getting fucking fired, and Detroit picking him up because
let's go,
yeah,
cloud over him, poor guy,
and I'm not
inspired the big dog here.
I'm not gonna like say Detroit away, but like, did y'all not see what he was doing the past 3 years? Why would you put him on your coaching squad,
man?
If I saw a coach that was on the market and his resume. Has a losing record as a head coach and was a part of the most three notorious losing streaks in NBA history. Yeah. You're not going to be on my coach staff. I don't care if you're a friend or not.
The team I'd want him to join is the Golden State Warriors, and we'd love to see even more of a black.
Yeah, go over there and room them.
Pop, sign, get him. Yeah, get him on the Spurs.
Get on the Spurs, man. Number three, us hiring a competent, winning head coach. Slap some email on that shit, man. Like that turned this team around too. We all said, hey, if we get this team an actual adult, an actual coach in the locker room that would get on these guys' ass, you know, and like say, hey, you're not playing well. You just sit down. Or hey, you could have taken this shot, that shot. Not just sit there with a smile and clap and shit. No, I don't like that type of thing. Get on the players tell about what the fuck they're doing right or wrong. And guess what? It translates to Al P becoming a perennial all-star. Yeah. And fourth and final, we have a fucking 500 record. Like,
dude.
We have a winning record. First time since, like, what, 2020?
It feels so good.
It feels so good, man. It feels so good. So those are four things I'm like – happy about it.
I like how you gave the four, like you said three, and then you dropped an honorable mention.
Yeah, I'll drop honorable mention.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. GM, over to you right now. What are we most thankful for in 2023, man, in terms of the Rockets?
I'm thankful for hope that we got a future. As we hired a great coach, we made some great free agent signings outside of Jock Landale, and we drafted pretty well. The future is looking very, very, very bright for your Houston Rockets. We might not all agree with how things are being implemented currently, but I can tell you this, like, Cam Whitmore eventually is going to play. Mm-hmm. We're going to see him explode eventually.
Yeah.
You're going to get
one. Ben Thompson's going to tighten up, and he's going to be the point guard of our future. Jalen Green's he's going to be the dude. We're starting to see him trend up again, and we're starting to see him be who Jalen is. Al P's there. And, you know, even though he's playing super well, there's still so much more potential for what he has. It's literally untapped. We don't know what else will be in his bag and what's going to move forward. But the fact that we have all of these guys here on our team, we got Ime, we got Ben Sullivan, Tiago Splitter, Royal Ivy. We got plenty of assistant coaches that will help these guys along the way. I'm just very, very thankful for all of that, man, and that – We're 15-15. How long did it take for us to get 15 wins last year? 70 games.
I know. It took
about 50-60 games.
It's got at least, at the very least. So I mean, hey guys, like, there's a lot to be thankful here. Let's look on the bright side. We may be on a short losing streak, but that's not going to last forever.
It's
the building blocks are being built currently, and I'm telling you, this team is coming out for. We're gonna blow up and. 2024, not in a bad way, in a good way. This team
y'all is hyping me up.
Definitely get some momentum moving forward, and this team will make the play-in.
Oh, you've been calling it. That's a good point, solid point. Okay, well, at least for me, in terms of what I'm thankful for, three things, and I'm going to try to veer differently from y'all. Obviously, Ime may be in that list. I'll give an honorable mention right now to Ime. I mean, Ime changed everything. Culture changing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I feel like everyone's going to select Ime. Thankful for three things. One, I'm thankful for the villain. I'm thankful for Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, Dylan Brooks has absolutely provided
everything
you needed. Dude, guys, he's averaging 40% from three. Like, the numbers are holding. The numbers have held. Yeah. It is proven. He's played, 28 games now in the season because he doesn't play the total 30?
Yeah.
Dude, like, the numbers are holding. They're there. Yeah. Like, and being a true two-way, like, stud – which you need. Point number two, someone who I'm thankful for. I mean, come on. It's my son. Come on. It's my jersey. It's the jersey back here. It's behind me. Come on now. Thankful for Jabari Smith Jr. Come on. Come on. And I'm telling y'all right now, because like in terms of what the way he's kind of been producing, DJ made a good point. Like Ryan Hollins said during that exact game that he was talking about, the game over versus Pelicans, that a star was born, that he was going to trend upwards. Like he's been done nothing. Like people were saying first three games took a step backwards, of course, struggled out of the gate, but like trending upwards and like finally reaching, being everything you need to ask of him and then some, just being a role player, being he's that player where Ime's just like, if he directs him where to go, he's going to go.
Yeah.
Like he tells him to jump, he's going to ask how high and he'll do everything he can. Like Jabari is that guy. And the fact that he's a second year in this league and the number three overall pick to have no ego is huge.
Yeah.
So points number two, and of course, point number three, man. I'm thankful for Alperen Şengün, man. I'm thankful that he's like really broken away. Like when we drafted him, I had my doubts. Like I wasn't sure if he can contribute to a winning team. Like that was always my criticism. He's proven me wrong. He shut me up. I'll gladly eat this crow. And he's done nothing more than basically excel and being like not just a foundational piece, but not even just a core piece, but like the GM said, like a diamond and potentially an all-star now. Mm-hmm. Like guys, come February, we may have a Rocket as an all-star. Like this is big time shit right here. I'm very excited. So big things I'm thankful for, obviously. Boys, last topic, obviously. Let's go ahead and jump on it right now. What are we looking forward to most seeing in 2024? What is, like, as we turn the calendar over, 30 games down to the season, we got 52 games remaining. What are we most looking forward to during the season? Big Dog, over to you.
A play-in appearance. I need these guys under that spotlight and feel, or to see what it feels like to be under that spotlight.
In Houston? Is it in Houston?
Maybe.
Do you want? Yeah. What do you?
I would like to see it in Houston.
Toyota. Because we're all gonna be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Hey, if they get a play-in game, I'll be there.
Energy is gonna be so insane. Crazy. Dog, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Playoff basketball in Toyota. Come on, man.
I need it.
Give it to me.
I need to fix traffic. But hey,
DJ, you know for a fact that we all gonna get that day off. We gonna be there early.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be there early. I'll be there early. All right, I'll ask my job. Let me leave early so I can just go.
I'm gonna get on my work early.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm playing appearance. I need that. I love it. Get these guys on the spotlight. National TV game.
Let them feel it.
Hey. I need all the attention on these guys. I need them to realize, hey, the Rockets are, they might be next up. They might be a contender these next coming years. I need the spotlight. So
yeah,
playing appearance. I need it.
I love it. GM, over to you right now. What are you looking most forward to in 2024?
I'm going the same boat as DJ. You know, playing appearance. That's what we need. He's right. We want to see these players under the spotlight. I'm looking forward to seeing Alperen Şengün shining, Jalen Green shining, Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks doing their thing, and Jabari Smith Jr. hitting clutch threes. That's what I'm prepared to see in 2024 for the rest of this season. I'm ready to see this team make the next move forward and start to close these games with more confidence. And we're going to see it all. And Jalen, we're looking at you. I'm looking forward to seeing you step up and make the next move forward for you well.
Yeah, it's good that he's been hooping these past two games.
He's been doing his thing.
He's been doing his thing. Consistency. That's all I ask.
That's all we need.
We get some type of consistency.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll definitely get somewhere. For me, anyways, to jump on their backs, obviously, two things in particular. One, I do want to see playoff basketball. More particularly, I want to see playoff basketball happen in Houston. Mm-hmm. So whether it's the play-in or six seed and avoid the play-in, to guarantee two games at home, I would love that. Just getting in and then, like y'all said, just touching and feeling the playoffs, just knowing and understanding the atmosphere. That's why I wanted them to play like those games, in-season tournament games. Like I wanted them to feel that atmosphere, because that's like a piece of like what the totality of what playoff basketball represents.
Yeah.
To know that these are where winners, these are where legends are made. This is where the Jordans, the Kobes, the LeBrons, the dynasty of the Spurs, the Pistons, Bulls, Rockets for 2 years, you know what I mean? Like the Golden State Warriors. Like these is where these legends are created, and I want to see this team get there. And point number two that I want to see in 2024, I want to see who we get in the deadline. That's a big
there's
one.
There's a lot of moving pieces, man. You never know.
By the way, we're going to have some deadline talk. It's coming. Like, once the new year crosses over and we get closer to it, we're going to talk deadline talk. Maybe do a deadline stream.
Hey, I need it.
Who knows? Deadline stream is on the horizon. Maybe we should do it.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe we should. Maybe if no trade, major trade gets made and we're in a lot of talks, maybe a deadline stream should be done.
No, he can't come into this trade deadline without making a move.
He will.
He's got to make a move.
He knows.
I think he knows what's going on. And there's a lot of pieces that can be moved for more crucial pieces. I bet you, I'm not going to say that Ime's chirping at him, but more so like trying to figure out ways to improve this team.
Yeah.
Stuff's got to get done. Yeah. So those are the things that I'm looking most forward to in 2024. Boys, let's get ready to go home here on this episode. But before we do, two things I want to discuss. One, I want to talk about the celebrity men. So let me, hang on. My arms are short. It's okay. I've given up. I gave up so quickly on that one. There was one thing I wanted to get, but look, guys, Celebrity Mint is a family-owned and Houston-based company, as I try to get comfortable here, that we are proud to call part of the Apollo family. They debuted already their new sports memorabilia, the Mike Tyson Legends Series, made of silver and gold, as well as the Ric Flair Legend Series. Woo!
Oh, that woo!
My woo was weak. Y'all did great. The Iron Mike Tyson Ric Flair Legend Series collection can be found right now on CelebrityMint.com. Give them a follow on their socials at the Celebrity Mint as well. So be sure to give them shout outs once again to Celebrity Mint for killing the game. Dope, dope, dope card. And GM, there's something behind you right there that to your right that you do see that we have an H-Town versus everyone Grand Theft Apollo collection. Everyone it is here yours. Standing tall right now. Boys, we got Houston Rockets. We got the Houston Texans. We got the Houston Astros. Right now, we're showing off the Houston Rockets loud live in the flesh right now. Go to apollohou.shop. Type in.
Or is that store? Is it dot shop?
Yeah, it's already. It should already be there. Apollohou.shop. It should already be there. If not, go type in Grand Theft Apollo collection right now to get yours. Texans, Astros, and Rockets. Boys, let's get ready to go home one time on another successful in-studio episode. I can't wait to talk about more dubs, guys, because this is what it is. We're full speed ahead. We took a little break. Took a little break right now just because of the holidays. Spent some time with our families, but we're full speed ahead. 52 games remaining in the schedule.
Yep.
Boys, thank you so much once again for coming up to the studio to doing this episode one time. Follow the big dog. Follow DJ. Give him your follows. No, oh, snap. Is it really there?
Yeah, it's right there.
That's incredible. Zoom in on that.
I did it last week.
Producer, zoom in on that, please.
Look at that.
GM, give the people what they want right now before we go home here.
Oh, man, it's been a while since I've done this.
I know. Please don't mess this up.
Make sure to follow me.
DJ, no pressure, right?
Man, I've already lost it. I lost my place. At JP_Mirabueno. Got it. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and TikTok at SummitSOM. POD. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at SummitStateOfMind_POD. Make sure to follow all of us, our people, our group, our brothers at Apollo NBA and at Apollo HOU. And let's give a special shout out to our two other podcasts that cover the totality of sport.
Newest podcast.
Play
dude,
Action
newest.
Takes.
Yeah.
Our NFL podcast starring Stoney, Garrett, and Noah. And Zero Gravity starring Stoney as well, with our What Did We Learn Today About the Rockets edition, gentlemen, at Josh. So, you know, everyone make sure to
follow the boys.
Follow them.
Give them a listen.
Listen.
They got good stuff.
And make sure to subscribe over on Apollo HOU. Super kick that subscribe button on YouTube and get all the notifications for those podcasts and our own podcast.
Please do. Yeah. And follow, once again, if you didn't see DJ's beautiful phone, with the label on it, which is done executed beautifully. Follow him at Hustletown SZN. You're at 3K, aren't you? You're getting there.
3.1.
You're already over 3.1. Yeah, man, what a legend. This guy right
every
here.
Every time I go on a yelling rant in the spaces like last night.
Easily the most popular out of the three.
Yeah.
Easily.
I get more followers like because they were like, oh my God, DJ's so funny. DJ, blah, blah, blah. He's saying what we can't
say. His Twitter is pretty top notch. Like, it's pretty. It's comedy gold. Like, you have good, takes. Like, I don't disagree with any of the things. I see it and I'm like, All right, another take? Like. Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Summit Commit. Shouts to our Apollo Podcast brethren that continue to kill the game, adding on Crown Jewel of Astros Podcast. Be sure to listen to at BTD Beyond the Diamond one time for all your Astros content. Shouts to Apollo Texans Off the Gridiron, your first listen for all Houston Texans content. Killing the game right now. CJ Stroud is returning. Back. We're so fucking back in terms of football and the totality of sports. Be sure to give them your first listen. We appreciate each and every one of y'all for making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. And we just appreciate the listens that you give across all of our platforms in terms of sports, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Thank you so much for subscribing, listening, and watching. Let's get ready to go home here. I'm going to end this episode, as I end every episode, with a go Summit, go Apollo. And hey, look, we're 15-15. Be thankful, right at 500. Go Rockets. DJ, give it to him.
Yay.
The Summit. 4-4-4-4-4.